Today on Press TV, terrorist attacks have once again hit the Syrian capital, Damascus. An explosion took place outside a mosque, killing at least five security personnel. Several others were wounded in the attack. Another blast outside a government building damaged a number of vehicles. Lebanon's military court has issued an arrest warrant for an army officer. Major Wissam Abdul Khalik is accused of smuggling weapons into Syria. He was arrested in a Beirut suburb with a large amount of cash. Abdul Khalik is known for his close ties with Lebanon's Western-backed Future Movement. Yemeni demonstrators have taken to streets to call for an end to US drone strikes inside their country. The protesters condemned their government's inaction on Washington's assassination attacks. Shouting slogans against the US, Israel and Saudi Arabia, the demonstrators demanded an end to foreign interference in their country. In Jordan, thousands have come out to the streets demanding the government's resignation. The protesters accused the regime of failing to fight corruption and implement reforms. Rising food prices and high costs of living have been fueling public discontent in Jordan for over a year. A series of coordinated bombings have rocked Iraq's northern city of Kirkuk. At least nine people have been killed and scores more wounded. Four of the explosions took place near mosques. The fifth attack targeted a police patrol. No one has claimed responsibility for the bombings. Iran says Canada's closure of its embassy in Tehran is hasty and extreme. It says Tehran will soon respond to the move. Canada shut down its embassy and ordered Iranian diplomats to leave Ottawa. It cited Iran's support for the Syrian government as one of the reasons behind the decision. Iran's interior ministry has set June 14th as the date for next year's presidential election. It'll be Iran's 11th presidential poll since the victory of the Islamic Revolution more than three decades ago. Municipal council elections will be held at the same time with a presidential vote. UK teachers have voted to go on strike over pay and working conditions. They say the government's economic policies have made their lives harder than ever. Britain's labour unions have also threatened to walk out of the government's pension reform plans. There's the latest here on Press TV.